Welcome to Abuli Express, Telegram. Today we're diving into a flurry of reports coming out of the Middle East, a real mix of everything from explosions to food shortages.
It's a volatile situation, that's for sure. Starting with that explosion in Bandar Abbas, interesting that Iranian officials are blaming negligence rather than outside forces. Any visuals on that?
Yeah, there's an image circulating. Looks like a screen grab from a news report featuring Ibrahim Raisi, the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament's Foreign Affairs and National Security Committee. He's the one claiming it was an internal issue.
I see. Moving on. The clashes between Druze and Sunni Muslims near Damascus sound incredibly concerning. 8 Sunni supporters of the regime reported dead overnight, and the fighting's continuing.
And Israeli drones were spotted in the area. Muwafaq Tarif, the leader of the Druze community in Israel, issued a strong warning to the Syrian government, promising repercussions for any harm to the Druze population. It's a powder keg.
Absolutely. And then there's Pakistan. Their information minister, Atala Tarar, is claiming they have intel about an impending Indian military operation, claims of a false flag operation related to a Kashmir bombing. High stakes.
High stakes indeed. Meanwhile, the US and UK carried out joint airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. A Houthi drone factory was apparently hit.
Right, and there are allegations of abuse against a Palestinian prisoner, Abdallah Barghouti, serving multiple life sentences. Claims he's being beaten into unconsciousness regularly.
Disturbing. And on a completely different note, Trump's back in the headlines, calling ABC News fake news during an interview. Something about a former president who couldn't walk downstairs, you know, classic Trump.
Got it. Let's not forget the food shortages reported in Gaza. Apparently 95% of the flour is gone. But then we see images of fresh produce in Gaza markets, and a chef preparing what looks like a gourmet seafood dish. It's a confusing picture, to say the least.
Yeah, it's almost like two different realities. And those reports of looted food warehouses in Gaza, 6 different locations hit, raise some serious questions about Hamas's involvement, especially after that businessman, Bashar al-Masri, condemned the earlier looting and talked about Palestinian morals.
It's a mess. And of course, Israel's now intervening in Syria to protect the Druze population. Airstrikes reported in Sana'a, south of Damascus, targeting those attacking the Druze. This is a significant development.
It is. A real shift in Israeli policy. And they're providing medical care to wounded Druze. It's a complicated situation with lots of moving parts.
Absolutely. We also have reports of wildfires in Israel, Houthi drone attacks, and even a sandstorm in Egypt. It's been a busy day.
It has. Thanks for joining me to break down this complex web of events. Until next time, goodbye and stay safe, everyone.
Bye-bye.